Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
situation. For example, perhaps in October 2010, they just met their soulmate, and they were happier than ever before. Now, it's October of 2011, and they once again have met their soulmate, yet it's a completely different person? Or is it? If we're not careful, we tend to do what I call cycling. We get into cycles. Cycles in which we go around and around and around, seeing and doing the same things over and over again. Just like a hamster running on a wheel. Year after year, there are different characters in our lives, but all the same basic elements are still present. We think we're moving forward, yet we are clearly moving in a circle. Sometimes the cycling is a holding pattern, in which we never even start moving. Do you know anyone who keeps getting new unsatisfying jobs or keeps discovering new get-rich-quick schemes that never quite work out? Or how about somebody who constantly has no money even though they have a good income? How about somebody who's just about to start a business but needs to do a little bit more research first? Or how about somebody who keeps getting cheated on or dumped in relationships? Some of these people can be as regular as clockwork. You could literally plot on a graph how their life will go. For example, perhaps they meet a person, fall deeply in love, get dumped, and go into a depression. Then, rather than trying to seek help and break the cycle, they simply jump right back on the treadmill and do it all over again. Do you have any negative cycles? Hey, look, we're all human. Of course, we all have one surface occasionally. But because we are human, we also have the ability to break a cycle when we choose to. Cycles, whether positive or negative, are hypnosis. That's right. You have a recording playing in your head that causes you to seek out the same set of circumstances and perform the same activities that will produce the exact same results. Since you are acting on a recording already, why not change it into a positive recording? Why not program yourself to make empowering changes in your life rather than repeat negative patterns? A millionaire is just as habit-driven as a person who's constantly broke, but the millionaire has habits or actions that result from mental recordings that empower him or her, whereas the broke person, well, he or she has habits that consistently drain their resources. People in a successful marriage have communication habits that strengthen their bond, whereas people who find their soul mates year after year after year have habits that destroy the possibility of a long-term relationship. By the way, I think the concept of soulmates is wonderful. But when people meet their soulmate year after year, or even month after month, that is not a soulmate. It's evidence of a negative cycle. Are you ready to break a negative cycle now? Are you ready to lose weight, quit smoking, finally have a healthy relationship with your true soulmate? For the past 22 years, I've been a certified hypnotist. Hypnotism can break the negative cycles and replace them with positive cycles. Go into the new year with a positive cycle. Give yourself the gift of hypnosis. The best part, it can all be done via the telephone. Call me, Dr. Ginny, today at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Find out how I can get you on a positive cycle to change your life and make 2012 the best year ever.
Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host, Jessica.
Jessica.
I want to welcome... Oh, let's try this again. You probably couldn't hear me.
No, nobody can hear you.
Everyone can hear. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's going to be a really wonderful show. We've got a tropical storm coming in here in Florida right now.
What's the name? Tropical storm what?
You know, you say this to me, and...
it must be an A, because this has got to be the first tropical storm, don't you think?
Okay, it's going to be called Tropical Storm Andrea.
Andrea,
or
wow.
Andrea, depending on how you want to say
it. It's probably Andrea.
Let's say Andrea, because it sounds
Andrea.
Cooler, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Anyway, I want to welcome everybody to the show. As everyone knows who listens, we do mini angel readings on the show. We talk about what it's like to be clairvoyant, psychic, intuitive, a medium, how to build those skills and to build those traits and to strengthen your skill set. And also, we're going to be taking calls tonight if you'd like to call in tonight at area code 323-679-0882. That's right, 323-679-0882. And if you do that, we'll be able to do a reading for you, and we're really looking forward to getting some calls tonight. We made a major change this week.
And you really didn't announce it to anyone.
I didn't tell anybody I started the show an hour earlier. I can't believe I did that. I just did it because I just think it'll be a lot more fun to... give opportunity to people who don't want to stay up so late because they maybe have to get up early for work. And
like me.
Like you and a lot of other people. You know, I do get up early for work, but my early morning appointment,
I was say,
I do
you're
from
early.
The house. So, yeah,
right.
I
have to
yeah.
be up at 5:30 in the morning. So
yeah.
For me, you know, it's hard.
It's pretty rough. I just want to announce that we were planning a major trip for five girls to go to St. Augustine. We were going to squash into one car
mm-hmm.
on Saturday. And as I can see, the latest track for Tropical Storm Andrea is going right across St. Augustine. Literally, look at this. Every single...
Oh, wow. That's
now,
crazy.
I want to say that the last time that we made an all-girls trip to St. Augustine, we were in a tropical storm. And
we were.
And we were doing a live broadcast from the lighthouse. And if you recall, it was really hysterical.
Well, yeah, hysterical to you.
It was kind of funny. So, you never know what's going to happen, do you? It's always
well, I was the one that had the raincoat wrapped around my head.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. And tonight we may be playing a segment of that in about 45 minutes, depending on how our calls go, because since I didn't announce it,
right.
Nobody knows we're on right now.
So the people that have called in now are so lucky.
Yes, they're lucky because they're going to get a reading.
They're going to
so
get a reading.
Lucky them, that's right. And I know the first caller I'm going to be taking is caller 786, so hold on to the queue there. I'll be in with you in just a second. As we normally do, we talk about what we did the weekend previous.
Right.
What did we do last weekend?
We went to the movies.
Oh, that's right. We saw Little People, the Oz.
We saw the Oz.
Oz, the Great
Wizard
and Powerful.
Of Oz, or yeah.
Yeah, Great Oz, the Great and Powerful, I think it was called.
I have no idea what
it
was called.
It was cute.
It was very cute. It was 3D.
Yes, and I have decided that 3D is so awesome, it's like you are in the movie.
Well, I mean, they've come so long, or so
be,
long,
so
far.
You were stuff just shot out at you one time.
Yeah, a ball would go
yeah.
boing in your face.
Now it's like you're just within.
Well, you feel like you're there.
So cool. It's a very awesome, I like 3D. It's an awesome experience, and I was thinking, for somebody who can't afford to take a vacation or go whitewater river rafting or some of those other, you know,
mm-hmm.
Grand Canyon trips, do that in 3D. You'll feel like you were there.
You'll feel, except the danger won't be there, so that might be even better.
I think it would be even better, you know, and you don't sweat. Like,
or get wet.
Or get wet. Or
unless they have somebody in the audience throwing water at you.
Yes,
you
yeah,
like really
oh, wait, I just, wouldn't that freak you out? I wonder if
that would
like,
be cool.
really freak you out. I bet it would.
Ice cold water.
Yeah, right? Like you think you're all safe and you're enjoying the experience and then you get splashed. Like, I wonder if your mind would short circuit.
A big wave.
Yeah, psychologically,
head.
That would
you'd
be
like, oh my gosh.
I know, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. But anyway, it was a really good movie and we really enjoyed it. And so that's that. So you know what? Let's go ahead and take our first caller.
Sounds like
and,
a plan.
And then we'll go from there. So I'm going to say to caller 786 with a prefix of 234, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Gigi.
Hi, Gigi. How are you doing and where are you calling from? from?
I'm doing well. I'm calling from North Carolina, and I'm doing well. I'm actually originally from Florida, so I know how the hurricane season can be.
Yeah, it's you're lucky you're up there in North Carolina. We've got a very good friend, Jessica and I, in North Carolina, Reverend Jay. He does our Sunday night show, and he, I'm trying to think of the town he's from.
I don't know.
It's a really teeny town. I should know it, but I can't remember it. But he's from up there anyway. And how do you like the weather up in North Carolina? Has it been rainy lately?
Not really rainy, but I love it. I don't miss the heat in Miami, the hot weather in Florida, and the humidity.
Amen. Let me tell you, the humidity is not good for a woman's hair. I'm sorry. It just doesn't do good. Now, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I had a question for you, but I was going to say I called your show like maybe like 2-3 weeks ago, and you were mentioning something about a lady with a lot of cats.
Yeah.
I had 3 cats. And that was me, and then I connected, and it was a bad connection, and I was the next one to get called, and I was like, oh, no, I was the cat
you
lady.
Were the, you know, they were trying to get a message through to what I remember the whole show, I kept saying, who is the person with the
cat?
Yeah,
and you never got them.
No, and it was you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, you know what? I don't know what the message was. Maybe they'll come through tonight. Let's see, okay?
I only have one. The other two are my friends. But, yeah, I have 3 cats. But But my question was, I was debating, I guess I'm going to ask you about my relationship. It's going great. I'm engaged. But we've had some issues. My fiance and I had to go to court because of his ex and just try to get restraining order and all this drama that I've never dealt with in my life. And I was wondering, do you see this ending anytime soon? It's kind of stressful when you're trying to focus on a wedding and moving away. So
yeah.
It's just been harassing us.
I'd like to tell you that I see this ending soon, but I'm getting to number 7. And when I ask if it's weeks or months, I'm not getting weeks. So that could be one of 2 things. It could mean that it is going to be 7 weeks away, 7 months away, but I don't think weeks, or it could be in the 7th month. So let me ask if the 7th month, meaning July, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No.
So
unfortunately, yeah, I'd love it to be over then, but I'm not seeing that either. I'm seeing that it's going to be 7 months before all of this calms down and gets to a point where, you know, it's comfortable for you.
Do you have any suggestions? We tried getting a restraining order, and it's sad. I feel like nowadays you have to be hurt before anybody takes things seriously, and we just want to live our lives in peace. Do you see her just leaving us alone? What do we have to do?
Here's the thing, and I would say this. She has not made any threats against your life, correct?
She's very choosy on the words she used, but we had to move because she stalked us, finding where we live, so we moved. Now she knows where we live again and just knows where my wedding's going to be. It's just craziness. I've never dealt with it before. It's crazy.
Okay. What I'm going to say and what I kind of feel right now is that I would highly recommend, because this is what they're telling me, is to call the media and let them know that this person's been harassing you to the point where you don't even know what to do, and she's ruining your life, and, you know, you can't, the police won't do anything because she hasn't physically, you know, threatened your life or verbally. But I think it might, at the very least, it'll create the police to say, you know, okay, this is now on national media, we need to do something. Because all it takes is one call from a reporter saying that this person's called in, and we're considering doing a story. That's all it ever takes. And next thing you know, the policemen are at your door, you know, taking the information to do the restraining order. So that's what I would do. That is my recommendation.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that. So you said I can call them, because we tried going to the courts twice and all that. So you said calling the media would help? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, call your local newspaper, or like a lot of times it's called Channel 2 News.
Okay.
And if you do that, like Channel 2 News has the Action News Reporter. Each state has a different, like, TV news, like ABC, NBC, CBS. One of them has their Action News Reporter, and each station has their own one. So, you know, call 629 and Channel 629, and that's local, and say, here's my situation, and I'm really concerned about my welfare, and we don't, you know, it's devastating what's happening. And somebody will start, they'll do the groundwork to, they may not do the story, but it really doesn't matter. All they have to do is call the police station and say, you know, this person's been trying to get a restraining order, and they haven't been able to. Because, you see, it's, I hate to say, but it's CYA, if you know what I mean. Nobody, right? So the police aren't going to want to sit there and say, great, now it's on the news media that we refuse to help this woman. The court system's refused to help this woman. We need to do something. So all of a sudden something will get done. So that is my recommendation for you.
Gotcha. That makes complete sense now when you think about it. When I think about it, because we filed something with the state and somebody was supposed to serve her a cyber stalking thing, and each county is like, well, it's not in our jurisdiction. It's not in our jurisdiction. It's been a month and a half. And no one's doing anything. So I think what you're saying makes complete sense. And now when I think of it, that's what I should have done instead of calling them for hours, for months, and for weeks and weeks and weeks. So
well,
I think
it's a shame that it works that way, but unfortunately it often does. That's what you have to do sometimes, you know, just to get things done. And you know what? You can do it. You're capable of doing that without a problem.
Okay. Then you see that. Do you see that still being 7 months, even if I do that, or you still...
I'm going to ask now. Hold on 1 second. Unfortunately, what I'm getting is it'll probably shorten some, but I'm also getting that even though it may shorten some, you're still looking at a little bit of a road there with that. I know it's not fun, but at least it's going to be better than what you would be looking at.
Okay. You think my fiancé and I will make it through this? Because sometimes I don't know what I got myself into. I love him dearly, but it's just a life that I'm not used to.
I was just going to say, and I see that. I do see that you're going to get through this. But I also see that the other thing they're showing me is that your frustration with him is because you feel like this is just not where you should be. This is beyond anything that you've ever been exposed to before in your lifetime. Do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Way beyond.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And so what they're showing me right now is like this is so far beyond anything you've been exposed to, and you know, you just, I mean, they're saying you almost wonder, like, you question him a little bit, like, how could he have allowed to be involved in this kind of stuff?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I do. And even though he's great, and I know he loves me, but it's just, it's insane. It's almost like I'm watching a movie sometimes.
Well, exactly, and I'm kind of seeing that, and I'm just going to say, you know, you were like on, how do I put this, I like to refer to people on the rungs of a ladder, and like I see you on like rung number 9, and I see him on like rung number 6 or maybe even 5, and that's part of the problem too, if you know what I mean.
I do.
And you know, what can you do? There's nothing you could do about it. It is what it is. You raise him up.
I do. You're right. Mm-hmm. He says that.
Yeah, it's
I feel
true.
Like I'm the stronger of the two, which sometimes I get mad at him for that, but I emotionally, in a lot of ways, I feel I'm the stronger of the two of us, and I guess I'm old-fashioned, so I guess sometimes I wish he was.
Well, I think you know, Shishi, you know, you're old-fashioned, you have good values, you're motivated, you have a good work ethic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you bring that to the table for him. Here's the good thing, though. You can raise him up. You know, a lot of times you can bring that to the table. And, for instance, if a female brings that to the table, a lot of times the male's not accepting of it. In other words, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink. And in your case, you're leading this horse to water, and he's drinking, and he's taking advantage of it in a good way, the way you'd want him to. So that's a good thing. And so... at some point in time, I'm going to tell you, he not only will even out with you, but he will challenge you down the road as well to raise yourself up even one more rung.
Oh, wow, that's good to know. I have one. How can I get a reading with you, a private reading with you?
You
I
can
try that
you,
number.
The number I call 1-800-375-3446. And I read 7 days a week, but definitely give that number a call, and I'll answer it and schedule an appointment for you, okay? And you can also find me on my website at drjinny.com, drjinny.com.
Okay, I'll check out the website, and I'll set something up. Thank you so much. I really appreciate I needed that. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. You're so welcome, and I will say a prayer for you. You take care and enjoy North Carolina.
You too, and you stay safe with that, with the weather in Florida.
I promise we will. Thank you now. Bye-bye. What a sweet girl, huh?
She is sweet, and what a shame she's having to go through, you know, crazy exes.
I know. It's always hard. And, you know, I hear this all the time. Are you getting feedback, by the way?
Yeah.
I am, too. I hear this all the time, you know, with people having trouble with exes. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it's a guy who's the ex, or sometimes it's the girl who's the ex, you know,
mm-hmm.
depending on what the situation is. But it can be really difficult sometimes. And I don't think there's any easy answer to that other than you have to rise above it. And it sounds like they're doing everything they can. I think the most important thing that she can do is to be proactive and not reactive.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start reacting to things, then you have a tendency to lose your temper and do things you wouldn't ordinarily do breaking.
But
them.
It sounds like they're having to move because of this.
Well, I you know, people.
I mean, that's a shame.
Unfortunately, there are some folks who really know how to follow the letter of the law, but
mm-hmm.
push it right up until that gray area. Before they go and cross the line, it sounds like the person that they're dealing with knows how to do that. So if she gets the media involved, then certainly the police department's going to maybe do a double check of this.
Because, I would hope so.
Nobody wants, again, CYA, no one wants the responsibility, you know.
No.
And I think her and the guy she's with are going to do very well, but I think that she does raise him up, but he will equal her, and
mm-hmm.
then he'll continue to raise, and he will challenge her to become a better person,
good.
Too. So I think it's good. And so you know what I'm going to do for Gigi and for the man in her life? This song goes out to them.
On my
Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
You Raise Me Up, a beautiful song. We
set
that
up to
Gigi from North Carolina. Okay, well, you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. We were just discussing all these wonderful storms that we've got going on, and we're going to go ahead and take another caller. What do you say?
I think that's a good idea before they blow away.
Before they blow away. That's a good, very good. Okay, this caller's calling in from area code 623 with a prefix of 398. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
Pamela.
Pamela. Well, hi, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh, okay. See, I heard that little shake in your voice. So are you scared to be calling into the show tonight?
No, I'm not.
Good. I'm really glad. And what part of the country are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. All righty. And how can I help you?
I am going through, this has been a really rough year, and I'm a nurse, I'm a chemo nurse, and so I am constantly giving hope to other people. I'm great at that, and I've actually bought the trademark Hope Whisperer. I haven't done anything with it yet, but that's the direction I'm going, because I
that's beautiful. But you're very despondent.
I'm very what?
Right now you're feeling very despondent. What's going on with you?
I have two children. They're almost 11, and my son is 7. And my daughter in January, I've been divorced for about 8 years, and their dad lives in Maryland, and my daughter wanted to go try and live with her dad. And I let her, and he has completely alienated her from me.
The abandonment issue. Yep, I see it now. I was getting abandonment, and I'm thinking, how is abandonment coming into play here? And I see exactly where it's coming into play. Okay, here's the thing I need to tell you. You know that your ex had a lot of unresolved issues, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he saw, and unfortunately, children are very moldable, very pliable. And so he took this opportunity. She really wanted to have that relationship with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It meant a lot to her. And so they grasp it with two hands, right? Jessica, Jessica knows what this is like, because she's divorced, so she knows what it's like to have a child who wants to have a relationship with the father.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of what's going on with your daughter. And so right now she's only seeing things through his eyes because, you know, it's kind of like a single girl that they envision what their knight in shining armor is going to look like. And so when sometimes that first guy comes along, they think, oh, well, I guess the knight in shining armor, you know, is a jerk. But what's happening with her right now is, you know, right, she has kind of created this vision of what her dad is. Now, he's not really that vision, but she's looking at it through rose-colored glasses right now, all right? I promise you that she's going to see him for who he is in short order. How long has she been up there?
She's been there since January, and then we have a trial in August.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that give it 3.5 months. And she will be coming back your way.
Okay.
She'll be coming back your way. Now, was there abuse involved here?
With which one? With me and him?
With anyone.
Or with her and him?
With her and him. Because I'm getting abuse was involved at some point here.
Not that I know of. Not to her.
Okay. To you, then.
There was to my... Well... I was pregnant. He left me, and then 2 days later I found out I was pregnant. We actually adopted our daughter at birth. We didn't think we could have kids.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, and, well, I'm adopted as well. It runs in the family.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
yeah, we have the same birthmark on our hip.
Oh, really?
Oh, how neat.
That doesn't happen by accident.
No, I know. And I'm a nurse, and I had worked in obstetrics, and I looked on the pregnancy wheel to see when I was conceived.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, and I was conceived on June 18th, which is her birthday.
Wow.
How neat.
Wow. That just tells
it's cool.
You something. You know, it is cool. And everybody, now, how old is your daughter? 17?
No, my daughter is going to be 11 on June
8th. She's going to be 11. Why did I feel she was older? Why did I feel
Because she is an old soul by many years.
Well,
she is an old soul.
Yeah, I there's no doubt in my mind, but I think what you're going to find is that once she spends a little bit of time with him, all's good, all's great, she's going to be so happy, but then the more time that goes by and the more time that goes by, she's really going to start to miss you terribly. Because I know that you put the structure in her life. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, and I did.
It's really fun not to have structure because he doesn't put as much structure in her life at all. And it's really fun, but you start to miss it after a while. Because what they start to realize is when mom gives them structure, it's because mom cares.
Yeah.
You know? So don't worry. You haven't lost her forever, if that's your concern.
Okay. Well, and you said the knight in shining armor. And what's funny, I lived in Florida. I moved here. And my neighbor, right before I was moving, he was moving as well to Connecticut. And he rang my doorbell before he was moving. And he said, Pam, open your, he called me. He said, Pam, open your front door. And he had a statue of a knight in shining armor, life size. And he's like, Pam, I can't fit this into my U-Haul. Do you want it? And I said, well, I can't refuse a knight in shining armor on my doorstep. I have to take them, But then as time went on and I had moved to Arizona and I was, being single and having two small kids, it was hard. And I thought, God, if you want me to meet someone, you're going to have to put them on my doorstep because otherwise I'm not going to meet them. And my next door neighbor moved in and he came over and introduced himself. And I didn't know it. I forgot I had said that at the time. But now we've been together for 3 years and we're engaged to get married.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's wonderful. And see, that's the thing that you have to recognize. You've got a very gratifying job. I know a lot of people would say, well, I don't know how gratifying it is because you're always giving.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, it's like being able to give the gift of Christmas every day because you're being able to give hope, and
well,
kindness.
They give me more than I could ever give them. I mean, cancer teaches people what's important and what's not. They love deeper. They live deeper. I mean, there are so many gifts that cancer gives, and I vicariously live through them.
Well, God bless you. You're a good soul, and God definitely has placed you in the right line of work, that's for sure. And he put this wonderful man in your life. Don't worry about your daughter. That's working out the way it needs to work out for her. What we do know, studies have shown, you could talk to counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists. They all tell you it is important that the child have some kind of relationship with the father, have that male symbol in their life. So, if this is fulfilling that for her, that's a very, very good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Don't worry. Good luck, and God bless you, and thank you for being there for so, so many people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Take care and God bless.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's so sweet.
She is so sweet. You have to be a special person to do a job like
that. Yeah, Pamela from Arizona. And, nurses in general, I know like any other job, where people are constantly drawing on your energy, I think it can get very difficult sometimes. And I think nurses are subject to that a lot because patients are always, they want something from them. They want, but I remember when my mom was in the hospital, I'll never forget this. My mother ended up passing away from stomach cancer, but she, when she was in the hospital and they first discovered it, it was rather devastating. And I remember, we all know what it's like when someone's in the hospital and you never know when the doctor's going to come and, you can't be there 24 hours a day.
Right.
And so we were all there for as much as we could be. Well, I had gotten there at like 6:45 in the morning, and of course that's exactly when the doctor had decided to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to give me the results of her.
Oh wow.
Yeah, when they took the lymph nodes out, they were coming back with the results, and he had to tell me it was stage 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, and I didn't want to go back in and tell my mother, and I didn't know what to do. And my dad was on his way up, and I was just sitting in this room thinking, what do I do? What do I do? And I was tearing up. And then a nurse had come by, and she said, come here, I want to talk to you. She said she was British. She was from the UK. And she said, you know, she said 23 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with stomach cancer. She said, and they took most of her stomach out. She said, that woman can eat an entire pizza pie. She said she hasn't been sick a day since. So she says, do not give up hope, because
they
told my mother that she would die in 6 months. That's what the woman said. And I really appreciated that. And, it gave me hope. It gave me the strength to dry my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And to go in and face my mom and to face what we had to face. Unfortunately, she did pass away, 2 years later.
Right.
But that hope meant everything to
me. Oh, my God.
You know? It's what I needed to hear at that time. And so for me, she was an angel. And I'm sure that Pamela from Arizona is an angel for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah,
that,
every
that's
day.
That's really cool, yeah. So, we went ahead and changed the time of our show tonight. Because we wanted to see if we've actually gotten a lot of calls from people saying they'd like us to change it to 7 o'clock. And we didn't notify anybody that we were changing it to 7 o'clock.
They were like, surprise, it's at 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock. And we just found out that there's going to be a tropical storm. And it's coming across the same way Hurricane Charlie did, which was only
scary.
Supposed to hit us as a Hurricane 1, if we recall.
Well, it's only going to be a tropical storm, I'm
well,
sure.
Well, let's hope, but it's taking the same track. And it's going right over St. Augustine, like according to this paperwork here. So what I'm going to say is I think what we need is to play our wonderful location. It's not very long. But we're going to go ahead and play that for you all now. This is when we were on location in St. Augustine. We were actually doing a live on-location show, and we did a little bit of a ghost hunt, and you're going to hear it right now. Everything you hear is live. Everything that happened was live, and it takes about 18 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and play it for you, and then we'll come back and do some more readings. Here we go. We hope you enjoy it.
Okay, now we've just arrived at location here at the lighthouse in St. Augustine. Jessica, what do you think? It's raining. It's raining. We're in the middle of a tropical storm, Debbie, and my shoes are so wet. We are soaking wet. When Jessica got out of the car, her poncho was blowing so hard it blew over her face.
Tell me that you can't hear this rain pouring, everyone. It's pouring. It's beyond pouring. I feel like I'm in the middle of the ocean.
It was so funny. She took her 2 minutes to take the poncho off her face.
To everyone, it was so hilarious. I was blowing down the street with my poncho wrapped around my head.
That was great. Okay, so we're getting absolutely rained out. The winds are really strong, but we promised you a ghost hunt.
Yes, we are devoted to our listeners. This is why we were out in a hurricane to do this.
This is absolutely insane. Okay, we've gone ahead and we've taken out our ghost equipment, and what we're doing right now, because of the weather conditions tonight, we're going to do like a miniature ghost hunt. This is something that we would do only for this radio show. Normally it would be under a little bit different circumstances, certainly not out in the rain. We're taking out the EMF reader, okay, and we're also taking out, we've got a recorder going for EVPs, which is for electronic voice phenomena. We'll listen back to after the show. And we've got a flashlight out here, which is very much the kind of flashlight that has the very front end of it that turns.
That twist. Well, right. And that usually is a great indication of any kind of spirits, because that works really well here. We've had that happen the last couple times we've been here.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the rain doesn't interfere.
I don't know. I'm a firm believer that rain is a conductor, yeah, of energy. And so I think that it might actually be a good thing. We actually took a ghost tour here last night,
and it was
so much fun. It was pouring rain. We literally got over the bridge on the little trolley we were riding at the time, and it basically almost blew us out. As a matter of fact, the tour operator asked me if I was wet enough, because for whatever reason it was like buckets coming in that one side. It was hysterical. I was thinking, I've now washed my eye sockets as well as any human being could possibly. Okay, so we've got the EMF on. We've got we've got the recorder on, collecting EVPs, trying to keep our equipment as dry as humanly possible here.
We just need to start asking a few questions.
Yeah, and we've got the flashlight turned just so. So the first thing, we also have our ghost radar going on our iPhones.
Well, now, I think we should give them a
brief history of the lighthouse and what happened here.
I think that's a great idea. Do that.
Well, we actually went on the tour, and they went through the story with us. And the lighthouse keeper had three daughters. What were their ages? 14...
15 and 7,
something like that. And for fun, they used to ride in a cart down, like a metal cart, that they used to take from the dock to the lighthouse to take supplies from the ships to the lighthouse. And during this time, they were doing all the renovations on the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So the three girls used to, they used to laugh hysterically riding down to the ship or towards the ships in this cart. And so the workers would hear them laughing. It was just, you know, common to happen. And then one day, suddenly they heard screaming. Apparently, the cart just took off and went off into the water, built up speed, went off into the water, and dumped them over with the cart on top of them and just kind of sealed them down into the water.
Right.
And then it slowly filled up. The lighthouse workers ran down, tried to get them out, but it was suction cups basically to the ground, and all three girls died.
Yeah. Which is absolutely horrible, horrendous for any parent to even hear about, much less live through, right?
Right.
So tell everybody what has happened ever since then.
Well, so the next day, I mean, it was literally the next day, the guys were out working on the lighthouse, and they could hear the girls laughing like they used to hear them every day. And so they got down from their work and looked around, and there was no one.
Right.
And this continued to happen day after day after day. And even now,
mm-hmm.
you know, people hear them laughing. And during our investigations here, we've heard them.
Yeah, we've heard them laughing. We've gotten EVPs of them laughing. We've seen there's a swing set out right about 100 yards from where the trolley car tipped over the little train cart, which is like almost like a coal miner's cart.
Right.
It was on a track. But from where that went off the tracks and into the water, there's a swing set.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes at night, with no wind, absolutely dead air, they see those swings swinging, and they say they go all the way up.
Right.
And they hear the girls laughing. So that's kind of neat. Okay, now we've got the Ghost Raider on, and it's printing out some words. Ghost Raider is something you can get on your iPhone. We always find it interesting because what it's saying now is stand slightly apart. These are the three words that came out. Take a look on the Ghost Radar.
Slightly apart.
Yeah,
maybe
see that?
We're too close together.
Maybe we are too close together. Maybe the spirits want to give them some room. So we're going to step back, and we're going to try now doing some basic communication. We've also got a temperature gauge out here. We've got a goth meter out here, and we're actually taking the temperature. And again, it's a little difficult with these high winds trying to keep the equipment dry.
We don't want the equipment to get wet.
Absolutely. So we really don't anticipate picking anything up on the EVPs because of all the noise and the background noise. But
with our flashlight, we expect something.
Yeah, and so what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and we're going to start trying to communicate with the flashlight.
Right.
And the spirits through the flashlight. What we ask them to do is we ask them to turn the flashlight on if there's any spirits or ghosts present or beings present here with us right now. If they could turn the flashlight on and let us know of their presence.
Right, and they just need to twist that flashlight just a teeny bit to make it turn on, and they've done it for us before. And even with this nasty weather, it would be awesome to get some proof that you're here with us. And just a little tiny twist would be awesome. And I know it's nasty weather out here, but, you know, does that affect spirits?
I don't think it affects spirits. I mean, I got to think that, I don't know, I always envision them going through a mist like this, kind of, when they cross over.
This is
a tropical storm.
Hurricane.
This is true. It is. It really is. And we've got a couple other people out here with us right now who do not want to be identified on air, but they're helping us with this investigation. And we've got some ponchos that are getting blown about. I'm going to go ahead here for 1 second, and I'm going to try something. I'm going to come down to the flashlight and make sure that we're... Yeah, it's getting a little wet, so I want to adjust it a little bit. And we also know that if the flashlight goes on, then we do have the presence of someone here. We also have the Ghost Radar, and a Ghost Radar is an app that you can purchase on your cell phone. And you can download it to your iPhone, and I'm assuming some other of the smartphones. In addition to that, you can see when the EMF reader all of a sudden lights up. Because right now there's no electricity around it, so it's not lit up. But if a ghost or a spirit or a present or an energy comes, it will automatically flash. And traditionally what we've seen
Correct, Jessica, is when we'll ask a question and that flashlight all of a sudden lights up, it turns by its...
Well, you can see it twisting normally.
Yeah, and
you
then,
can see it slowly twist on.
And what generally and happens with the EMF reader when that happens?
Well, and then the EMF reader just goes wild.
Yeah,
you
goes
see
wild.
The light go from, you know, green to red, and it just goes crazy. So that's what we're hoping for tonight. And, you know, ghosts need to come out even in the rain. I'm
That's
standing
right.
here in this rain.
That's right.
Come on.
And we're standing here and we're putting up with 60 mile per hour gusts. Like Jessica had when she got out of the car. So we're going to ask the spirits if you're present with us tonight. Oh did you see that?
Goes, yep.
Our EMF reader just kind of lit up. So just when I said that. So spirits, if you're with us tonight, Jessica actually risked her little
I
self
did.
There in that I big
did.
Gust of wind and got her poncho all wrapped around her face.
I'm a little damp, I will say that.
So we're going to ask you, spirits, if you're here, we mean no disrespect. We're just asking you to please give us a sign, a scientific sign, as scientific as we can get in this weather. Just turn that little silver cylinder on the front. You can turn on the light, and you can let us know that you're there. And we had the EMF reader just light up. It went on fire, and then it went out again. So that generally means the spirit has crossed over. They're causing electrical energy to cross over into the field of the EMF reader, and that's why it does go off like that.
Yeah,
and
I don't necessarily like to stand this close to everything, but
I know.
I need to cover it with the umbrella, so I hope that doesn't interfere with anything.
I don't. Well, they said stand slightly apart, so I'm going to give them a little bit more room because those are the words that came up on the ghost meter when we were just doing it. And so we're going to try it again one more time here. We're going to ask any spirits that might be out here to go ahead. There's another word coming up, and I can't quite read it. It's on the ghost meter, so we'll be able to look at that. And that word is, hold on, warm. Yeah, we're not very warm. These are words that are electronically sounds, that are electronically turned.
Warn.
Oh, warn. It's not warm. It's warn. Are they warning us? Maybe we should, what are they warning us of?
Probably that there's a terrible storm out here and we're standing out in the middle of it.
Okay, well, let's ask the spirits that. If you'd like us to leave now and leave you in peace and go away, either light up the flashlight or let the EMF reader light up. Light up all those yellow, green, and red lights on the EMF reader and we'll know that you're talking to us and we will leave this location right away and get back to our broadcasting spot where it's high and dry.
That's right.
And maybe some hot coffee will be waiting for us. We can only hope. So we're going to try one more time here and ask the spirits, if you're trying to communicate with us, please either light the EMF reader up or light that flashlight on. Just turn the tip of it and let it light up for us. And then we'll know that you're here. And, in fact, if you do that and you want us to leave, go ahead and light it up right now so we can see that.
Yeah, because we will definitely go. If this isn't a good environment for you, you know, we don't want you out here any more than we want to be out here.
Okay. Participant number 3 that's with us today, I will not call her by name, she has her ghost radar going on her iPhone. This is an app that I think is like $2.99 or $3.99. And that app actually gave us some words here that we...
99 cents.
It's 99 cents. Okay, it's 99 cents. And it's been... We've gotten some interesting names here.
Especially here. We've gotten names of people.
Yeah, so I'll let you go ahead because I think you got those names last time. Why don't you see if you can get some names this time?
Okay. Oh. Now we're getting a little action here.
Wow.
I know we were here a couple months ago.
Yep.
And we spoke to a gentleman. And we would like to speak to you again. And I hope that you would be comfortable with us and talk to us one more time.
Now, our EMF reader just lit up again when we said that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the lights went on. And if you ever want to see what an EMF reader looks like, you can just go online and type in EMF reader for ghost hunting, and you can find information about it. The funny thing is we're on kind of a uneven ground here, and the ghost radar on the iPhone just picked up a word that said level.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
I think that's kind of funny. Go ahead, Jessica, and ask if there is someone here with us and if they'd like to communicate.
Well, whoever is here, doesn't have to be a gentleman. The girls that do run around here and have fun and laugh, we would love to talk to you. Or we know there are several other people that do spend a lot of time here at the lighthouse. So talk to us. Tell us just say hello, light that up so we know you're here. Just a little twist of that flashlight, or take that other little thing and light it up.
Well, we're trying to get them to respond to us, and we're wondering now, I'm wondering now, if we have gotten some activity because the EMF reader has lit up, but that flashlight is not going off. And this, for me, I don't know about you, Jessica, but this, for me, is the first time we've ever been here that I haven't seen that flashlight go off.
We have gotten activity. Every time we've been here, we've talked to several different spirits when we were here before.
Yeah.
And I know, like I said, you know, this weather is kind of crazy. So maybe this is just not comfortable for anyone.
Anyone, men or beasts or spirit. The one thing I would like to say is, if there is somebody present here with us, I'd love for you if you could just let the EMF meter go off, and at the same time, if you could kindly give us a name on the ghost radar, that would greatly help us. If you could just say your name, whatever your name is, and we may not be able to hear it with our ears right now, but our equipment can pick it up, and we'd be able to at least know who has lit up the... Oh, there goes the EMF reader. It lit up like crazy. Now, there is no electricity around us. When we turn it on, there's nothing around us. Whenever a spirit crosses over, and it's funny how it always seems to light up just when we say something like that, isn't it?
It is. It's funny how that goes. And actually, we kind of moved a little bit to, a little higher location.
Right.
Level.
It's a much more level area because we were kind of on a crooked area.
And interesting, that's what they said into the ghost radar, that it turned that into electronic word and it said level. So now we're in a level area, and we're hoping that they'll be able to we'll set this up here like this. Might be a little better, too. I'm going to have person kit number 4. Can you hold that? There goes the ghost meter again. The EMF reader.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did.
It went off. And that's kind of interesting. What we're going to do now is I'm going to just check and make sure that our flashlight's still working because it's so incredibly wet out here. And we know that normally it takes a few minutes of us just kind of being quiet and standing here and prodding a little bit. So we're going to give it just a little bit more time. And we've asked for names. And the words that we just got is review. They're telling us to review on the ghost radar, the word that came out. They're saying review. So, and look at the EMF reader.
Wow, review.
And that thing just lit up like crazy.
Is
so
review what we're doing because we're insane?
Yes. And participant number 4, I'm going to ask you, you're trying to say something, so I'm going to ask you to go ahead and say what you have to say.
Here.
One of the things that we're picking up here is it's saying review. And, you know, Jessica, one of the things we talked about on the show last time, if you recall, was how the word Henry had come out on our radar.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Henry Flagler did indeed, in fact, build a major portion of St. Augustine.
He did. He was huge in this area. And I know he had a lot of drama in his life.
Yeah.
And his wife died, and he was heartbroken over that, and I mean, I don't really remember the whole story.
Well,
I know you did the research.
He was heartbroken over it, and I believe what happened was at that point, the nurse that took care of his wife then became his new wife. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And they named his name and the ghost radar, and also, so we're wondering, is Henry here with us by any chance?
So Henry, are you here with us again today? Are you here to talk to us and tell us your story?
Perhaps are there any children of the unfortunate fatal accident that happened? That and something just popped up on the ghost radar. Let's take a look. Okay, we have little blips on our ghost radar, which shows little signs of energy surrounding us. But I think that it's really important that we sometimes address certain people, and right now we're addressing those little girls to see if maybe they're here. Oh, my gosh, look at the EMF reader.
Oh, so it is the little girls.
Okay, it's the little girls that are here. They're lighting the EMF reader. It's going crazy right now. And did you see the flashlight just started to go on?
Going on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
so
very exciting. This is neat. We have the girls that were involved in that accident here with us.
Which the girls have visited us before.
Sure.
Yes, they have. We want to welcome them. Forgive me, I don't know your names. I should,
don't remember,
but I left that research back at our other location due to this inclement weather. We were kind of limiting what we could take out. Girls, thank you for visiting us. You know, I guess what I want to know, you just lit up this wonderful machine here, this EMF reader. If you could let us know that you're happy by lighting it up one more time for us. If you can just cross over this area where this EMF meter is one time, we'll be able to know that you're happy and you're healthy and that everything's going good. Now, oddly enough, the parking lot lights just went out.
Oh, that's too funny.
They sometimes will draw energy from other things.
Right.
So one of the lights right behind us went out just now.
They're trying to talk to us.
Well, I think they're probably, it's their way of trying to communicate. And we are now getting some words. Oh, my goodness.
What?
It says, notice tears.
Aww.
Notice tears. So,
you know, it's tough.
It's tough. And I think the word tears came up a couple of questions ago, and then the word notice came out.
Tears.
So
they're not so happy.
Are girls, are you happy?
Or maybe no. Let's see. If the answer is no, if you're not happy, light up the other machine.
Amazing. Look what just came out on the Ghost Rider. The word brick.
Oh, brick.
The word brick. Yeah, what are we leaning on here?
There we go,
girls.
Oh,
and look at the EMF reader.
Wow.
Holy goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay, that is amazing.
Your phone's getting a little wet.
Okay, my phone is getting a little wet. Let's turn that off. Okay, that is amazing.
Wow. It definitely is on a brick. Girls, we got
Hold on
a brick.
Okay. We've got it on a brick, and the phone's getting a little wet here, but we got to be careful. In addition, it's telling us to look up on the Ghost Radar, and I am looking up, and wouldn't it be amazing if the girls were up there on that balcony, because that would just blow my mind.
That would be awesome. And you know what's funny? The Ghost Hunter group was here, and they picked up...
It just lit up again.
Yeah, they actually got a picture.
Yeah.
So we definitely know you guys are here.
We know you're here. And now the light behind us and the parking lot just went back on again.
Hey,
and
I have a question for the girls.
Yeah.
Does this rain affect you guys? If it does, light up the meter because it does.
Bingo! It's lighting up like crazy. Oh, how I wish everybody could see this. The meter has a series of lights on it. It goes from a green to a yellow to an orange to a bright red. And this thing just went on fire, and it's going on fire right now. That is just amazing.
So we're not the only ones.
Oh my goodness! And on the Ghost Radar, what it's saying is the word up means track. Up means trap. And I wonder if because they came, and girls, you can answer this for me. I'm wondering if because they came from up on the hill, the light now, just that light on that went out again.
So that means we'll probably get some more activity.
And it says they're fighting. That's the word.
Okay, well, you know what, girls?
I wonder if that's possible.
Am I in the way, you guys?
You know, we are covering all our equipment with like four umbrellas here right now, and participant number four has just said to us that they're curious if maybe what's blocking everything
is
the umbrellas, and they're having trouble coming through there if they're uncomfortable with it.
Okay.
So we now have somebody standing on the brick wall. About 5 or 6 feet tall, trying to cover the equipment and to give the spirits some opportunity to come through here. We're going to ask them if this is what they were referring to, if this is what they were looking for. If so, cross over this piece of equipment right here, light it up, because it, unfortunately, right now is our only way of communicating.
Right.
And let's see if that's the case. The light in the parking lot is still right behind us. It's gone dark. It has not gone back on. It's just amazing how this EMF reader goes, and then all of a sudden it stops. And it's saying notice. Yeah, notice.
Desert?
And the EMF reader just lit up like crazy. Okay, and so, Jessica, I'm going to let you go ahead and ask some questions here.
Okay. You know what? We are getting a lot of activity, and we saw the whole unit move, which was pretty freaky.
Participant number four. Oh, my goodness.
number four kind of jumped back because the entire EMF reader just moved, and now it is lighting up like crazy right now.
And
so
they definitely want us
to know that they're here. Okay.
And we know you're here, girls, and we totally, and you know what? There's no one else here in the park because, of course, we're the only psychotic people that come out in the middle of a hurricane.
Of course we are, but we promised our listeners we were going to do this, and we didn't want to pass up the opportunity, so tropical storm or not.
Right.
We are here.
We're here.
So our listeners better have tuned in tonight. In addition to that, we've got some new words coming up here. And they said it's a beginning. This is what they said on the ghost. It is a beginning. We're here, and you know, we came before. We've talked to you girls. We visited with you before. You've been great about responding to us and lighting up our meters. And so I just want to say thank you for visiting with us. We don't want to disturb your quiet evening.
Right.
We're going to make this a short visit this time.
How about we ask a question? You guys want us to stay? If you light it up, if you want us to stay, light it up like crazy, and we will stay and visit with you and ask more questions. Light it up right now, and we'll stay.
So we're staring at the EMF reader, hoping that it'll light up. That's if you just cross right over this thing right now and light it up, then we'll know you want us to stay.
Okay, since we're not getting a response, do you want us to go? Would you prefer if we go right now? Light it up. And just tell us you want us to go.
If you'd like us to leave, go ahead and cross over this unit and light it up, and then we'll know you'd like us to leave you in peace, and you can enjoy your quiet night in the rain.
Well, we're not getting a real response.
We're not getting any response. The
and
light.
You know what? And it happens a lot with these girls. They kind of come and go.
Yeah. I think they like to play with us a little bit, too.
They come, and then they kind of scoot off, and then they go back again.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm not saying too much.
No, I'm not saying.
So I'd say they're probably gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
Hey. It was fun. And I think our listeners got to hear a little bit of what a paranormal investigation goes.
Absolutely.
Like. You know, we didn't have all the parameters. Normally we do base temperatures and we'd make sure all the lights are off. And there, of course, there's no lights out here. It's absolutely dark except for the parking lot lights. That one now has just gone back on, by the way. And so you got to experience it, folks, and you got to hear when these lights went off. So they did respond to our questions, which is really neat. We got the flashlight to turn on just one time this evening. Which was good. It takes a tremendous amount of energy, and I do think, and I'm going to leave with this last question to the girls if they can answer it. Is the rain negatively impairing? Is it making it more difficult for you to gather energy in this tremendous rain? If so, cross over this meter just one time so that we can see it, so that we know that's part of the reasons why you're having a little bit of difficulty communicating with us tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got to be. Oh, absolutely.
It goes. Unbelievable.
That was lit up like crazy. So, see, I told you, we're not the only ones that are affected by this. Apparently, they can't gather the energy that they normally have.
I would say you're absolutely. Look at it. Look at it light.
Wow.
This is amazing. Just amazing.
That is amazing.
You know,
well,
folks, if you could see this, it would blow your mind. Honest to God.
You know, next, it'd be nice to have radio that had, like, little video clips.
That would be really great.
We should have done that, but in the rain, we would destroy everything.
Yeah, and we don't want to do that. And we want to try and salvage our equipment right now, so we're gonna play two songs. We're going to get back to our dry studio, which is here on location, just a few minutes from where we are. So listen to these two songs, and we'll be right back.